Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Hey, they've got an annual meeting coming up on Saturday, live stream at 2 p.m. So you'll want to take part in that. It's your cooperative, right? Register in person or by phone at the local office right now. Do that this week. You're saying, well, it's a live stream. Why do I need to register? Well, when you register, your name is put into a drawing for various giveaways. So check that out at mte.com/annual meeting. It is time to talk with James Price of the Better Business Bureau as we kick off this Wednesday program. James, good morning, sir.
Morning. How you going, Brian?
I'm good. I'm liking your surface there.
Yeah. It's trying to go paperless.
I understand. So. Good way to do that. Coffee and Connections, how did that go? Was that Monday? Two Mondays ago.
Yeah. Absolutely phenomenal. MT and United Communications are a great host with that. We had the Rotary Club of Murfreesboro lunch club out there, and they got really high marks for it. But overall, the Small Business Development Center gave some great tips for businesses and let people know that, hey, this is open for all businesses to come out. This doesn't have to be a new business. It can be any business. And so if you're looking to grow or sustain or just do other things in your business, the Small Business Development Center is a great place to go. It's in the Chamber Building on the second floor. You can reach them by phone and set up an appointment, but absolutely a great staff over there. And, of course, they're tied to MTSU.
Right. And a hidden gem, maybe, you could say.
I think it's one of the best-kept secrets for businesses around. I mean, it's amazing how many people don't even know they're there, and the services they provide are free. And so if you have any part of your business where you're trying to start it, grow it, sustain it, call them up and say, hey, I'd like to have a small session with you, see if you guys can kind of give me some ideas of what I can do for my business. Even if your business is going good now, businesses have peaks and valleys.
Sure.
And so...
Well, and everybody's got some aspect that they could have growth in, obviously.
Right. Yes, yes. And not only that, maybe you're doing great revenue, but maybe your margins are way out of whack. I deal with some businesses when they first come on board at BBB, and their whole service area they have down is between like Cookeville and Dixon and Southern Kentucky and the Alabama state line. And there's times I'll call them up, a few months later, just kind of check in, and they'll go, can you make it so I just get calls within the county? I'm just so busy. I just don't want to leave the county anymore.
Right.
That's how busy they are. And they just go, time on the road is money, And so
if you've got to drive 2 hours, would have to cost more.
Right.
Because, that's 2 hours that you're not on the job and doing the work.
Right.
And making money. Yeah.
So Small Business Development Center can help you, identify those markets and how to, zero in on what you need to zero in on. Maybe you need to cut out some of your services and add others.
I would think recruitment of employees, things of that nature. Everybody seems to be in that boat.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was a great event, and of course they're going to be there ongoing. So I just highly recommend people stop by the Small Business Development Center. If you're in business or thinking about being in business, struggling in your business, it's a great free resource for you.
Well, glad things went okay with Coffee and Connections, and look forward to the next event when that takes place. We're going to talk a little bit about auto insurance today, right?
Yeah, just when it comes to all insurances, you can go to bbb.org and you can get tips for different types of insurance. I just kind of selected auto insurance today mainly because between my text messages and my inbox, I'm inundated with cancel your insurance and, do this, do that, check your insurance right here, check your insurance right here. So everything that you see on the web is not true. So that's a secret.
Really? Well, you can get whatever answer you want on the internet, right?
That's right. So, yeah, that's with anything. If you search it long enough, you'll find somebody that agrees with your point.
Yeah.
But is it the truth, you know? So, and we'll just kind of hit some highlights on this here today. But, you know, owning a car and operating it, there's a lot of risk and increased cost that goes along with it. And then, of course, there's liability that goes along with that. Because, you know, if you're out there and you have an accident, whether it's your fault or not, it can end up costing you a lot of money. And so insurance is one of those ways that you can kind of make sure that you are taking care of that sort of thing if accidents happen. And of course, you know, there's different rules from where you live. I'm not an insurance agent, so what I'm not doing today is I'm not giving you advice on what to do with insurance. It's more of be aware what are some of those things out there. There's some great insurance companies out there who can walk you through the different rates and plans and services. You can go to bbb.org, and there's a lot of accredited businesses out there who are selling insurance probably close to your neighborhood. And, you know, many times they'll have a conference with you and say, hey, what are you trying to do? You know? You got to find out where you live. Do you have no-fault insurance? How does insurance pricing policies work? What insurance does the law require? Those are all questions that you need to ask about, you know, insurance about in the area where you're at. And it's going to vary from state to state. Different jurisdictions have different pricing policies. There's non-competitive pricing requires that all insurance companies charge the same price for coverage offered. And then there's prior approval pricing, which means the insurance commission must approve prices, and prices will generally vary only slightly. And then you have the competitive pricing, which allows companies to charge whatever they want, whatever the market they can get on the market.
Right.
They can charge whatever they want. So that's three different types of insurance pricing policies, and you need to know how they work in your area. And then, of course, there's the requirements. You know, some jurisdictions require you to carry some level of liability insurance. If yours doesn't require you to do it, you know, what specific amounts do you have to have, if you have to have any?
Well, we do know in Tennessee you have to have some type of liability insurance. And but I can tell you from when you start adding kids to the mix, you know, on your insurance. And when you were talking about jurisdictions and where they are, just think about if you've got kids that are out of state as well, going to college, you may need to check in on, do you have the right policy if they're in another state?
Right. You know, and so if you travel out of state a lot, you know, what is it, another state? Is there some requirements over there? Your insurance agent can answer a lot of those questions. But once you know the rules and requirements and where you live, you can look up specific types of insurance and decide, you know, what do you want to buy? And in most cases, car insurance follows the vehicle, not the driver. And I found that kind of interesting. However, this depends on your insurance, where you live, who's listed on your policy. So you need to take time to review your policy before assuming that you're covered. If you borrow a friend's car or you rent a car on vacation, you need to make sure that those things happen. If you go rent a car when you're on vacation and your policy doesn't cover that, you could be back to that Seinfeld episode called what? Yeah. Well, you weren't driving the car. It's not covered. You're just gonna have to pay for this, you know?
So you don't want to get stuck with one of those bills.
No. You know, just a fender bender could end up costing you a lot of money, even if nobody's hurt. But then there's, you know, ask your insurance agency and your agent about certain details like bodily injury insurance, property damage, medical payments or personal injury protection, collision, comprehensive physical damage, uninsured or underinsured motorists that may happen to hit you. You know, how does that cover? And then especially coverage, you can get supplemental insurance to cover things like towing and labor and car rental reimbursement on your basic insurance policy for a few dollars when you add it to your monthly premium. So there's certain things that you can add to that policy. Now, you may or may not feel like you need those kind of things. I mean, if you never drive more than 5 miles away from your house, your insurance needs might be different than if you spend a lot of time driving out of state and you're driving on vacation to the beach and that kind of thing. So you really want to ask questions about, you know, your driving habits and where you go. That can affect things.
James Price with the Better Business Bureau joining us today, and we're talking about some tips for auto insurance, and got a couple of minutes left here. I guess choosing the insurer or choosing the policy with a company is kind of the big question that takes some homework, if you will.
Yeah, so I mean, go check your current insurance provider and go to bbb.org, and you can see the complaints up there. You'd be surprised, some of the major insurance carriers in the U.S. across the country don't have good ratings, and so I would check into it. You can also check what's always been kind of like the pinnacle is the AM Best ratings, and you can get both those links on bbb.org if you know go and look at this insurance questions on auto insurance. But in there, they're going to tell you there's, you know, like 10 questions you can ask insurance companies about, you know, user conditions. How do I contact the company? What's the average length of time before a claim adjuster contacts me? What are the requirements with respect to qualified repair shops? If pre-inspections are required, exactly what information does the company require? Exactly what expenses are covered? What discounts might apply? Discounts is the thing, is, you know, like if you bundle your car insurance and your home insurance, some companies will give you discounts for that kind of thing. So if you got them in separate places right now, you may want to go out there and just get quotes. What are the deductibles on my policy? choosing higher or lower deductibles? And does collision coverage have a clause allowing me to reject a claim on a settlement if they feel it's not right? So there's a whole savings checklist on there. On BBB, talks about considering your deductible. Think twice about comprehensive or collision coverage on older cars. You know, if it's an old car, you might be over-insuring it. Buy a low-profile, low-maintenance car. Ask about discounts. They're out there. Combine policies, like we said a minute ago. Keep an eye on your credit. Your credit score can actually have an impact on your insurance rate. And one of the best things you can do is just maintain a clean driving record.
Yeah, that's a biggie. I kind of learned that lesson with young drivers on my insurance.
Right.
Makes a big difference.
Yes.
Yeah. Fender benders, all of that kind of thing. You know, those, just be very careful as you're driving, you know.
The speed limit, you know, there's things like stop signs that you should stop for.
I know a lot of these companies also use with the some type of technological invention, if you will, where, you know, it can track your driving and whether you're driving while distracted on the phone, or you brake too hard and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And they're doing that just to see if that's a good I guess investment with you on as and with the insurance. So it's really interesting how they do all of that nowadays.
Yep.
Just see if you're a liability, I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, in many companies now, they put GPS systems in their vehicles where they're watching their employees like a hawk. So, but yeah, not just car insurance, but auto insurance, health insurance, long-term disability insurance. You can get all these tips on BBB on some things to look out for. We just kind of picked auto insurance today, mainly because there's so many companies out there just kind of bombarding people with advertising for it.
Right. And, you know, it's good to try to talk with someone. You may be able to save some money if you have home and auto and, you know, long-term all in with one company. Sometimes it saves you a bit of money on that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And some discounts too.
Absolutely. Hey, just really quick, we got Songwriters Night coming up in October.
Oh, good.
It's going to be over at the factory in Franklin again. We'll have three songwriters who have written songs for some well-known artist. We can get more information for that. If you are interested in buying tickets, sponsoring a table, bringing out friends, family, coworkers, vendors, clients, whatever, you can get a table and entertain them for an evening. Businesses can donate stuff for our silent auction. All this money goes to BBB's nonprofit that helps support small businesses here in Middle Tennessee.
Very good. And October is when that is?
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll have plenty of time to keep you updated on that. James, appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us today, and that will do it for the program. I would like to remind you that if you head to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where you can hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch some on Big G TV, WGNSradio.com/listen. Have a great day out there, everyone. We'll see you back next time.